Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I just noticed the most guy thing ever. Coming out of the men's room here at Denver's Mix 100. This is how funny guys are. Instead of like a Glade plug-in in there, or maybe a bottle of just your normal air freshener.
Yeah.
You walk into the men's room here at the radio station, and some dude brought in a bottle of Febreze fabric refresher. So, I don't know who did that, but now it doesn't smell good in there. It's
like I'm sure.
Somebody from the I just noticed Mark Mosier wandering in and went that direction from our sports station next door. Anyway, so now it smells like that and Febreze.
So urine.
It's not good.
Well, and that fabric refresher leaves like a film that's supposed to cling to the fabric. And
I noticed that on the counter
it.
In there. There's like a film on the counter. It's such a guy thing to do. You're using the wrong product, but you're like, hey, it smells good. It'll cover my turds.
And what's funny is if you go, which you won't, but in the woman's bathroom, it's the exact opposite because there's like five different types of air freshener, candles, mood lighting.
Yeah, give
there's
us one.
There's sprays and lotion. And
we got Febreze.
Spritzes. Like
fabric refresher.
So many ways to keep it fresh in there and moisturize.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those are
not
two
us.
Opposite ends
it's
of the
like,
spectrum.
It's like the Windex spray bottle, too, you know, that you spray like on clothes. So they're spraying that in the air there. Oh my God. Guys are idiots.
Kinda. I mean, I wasn't gonna say anything.
This does go hand in hand with this story out this morning. Have you seen these new toilet shoes that are on the market? They are literally shoes that are about, how tall are these? They're like a 7 to 8 inch, not even a heel, the whole base of them. They're like old school 70s disco shoes.
Like platforms.
Yeah. So they're like 8 inches underneath each shoe that you're supposed to wear while you're going to the bathroom because it improves your posture as you go number two. There's, you know, you're not supposed to hunch over. You're
no,
supposed
exactly.
to have like a squatting
yeah.
position.
Yeah.
So these shoes will help you
didn't they
while
make...
you're sitting on the toilet. It's like the squatty
the squatty
potty.
Potty. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we
very
had somebody
much so.
Text in and talk about the squatty potty, and I invested in something like it. Game
did you?
Changer. Game changer.
What did you so, invest in? What was
well,
you...
like the same kind of thing. Just
so you
like
have a stool in front of your toilet.
Kroger
yeah,
version.
To
yeah.
elevate your feet like that because the squatting position, it strengthens your colon so and your pelvis.
Yeah, it makes everything come out easier.
It does, yeah. So it's really good for you to have that kind
well,
of
now
stuff.
Now they have the shoes
I
instead
no
of the
idea.
Stool.
I don't know if I need to be that fashionable when I'm doing
stool.
All that. For real.
I
like,
just learned way too much information about you.
But
thank you for that.
I'm just saying. Like, we don't need shoes.
The toilet shoes, you can find them online at takeletloose.com, and they're about $70.
What?
Again, crazy to pay that kind of money for something when you can just make that happen.
Just
find
put some old Amazon boxes
underneath
your
feet. Find something that's 14 to 16 inches. There you go. There you go. You're set.
Some jokes there. Gen Z gives us so much content for this here goofy show. So much stuff. Before we get to Katie's funny Etsy story, listen to this. There's a new survey out revealing widespread fake productivity across the entire United States. And guess who's leading the charge?
Dun, dun, dun.
Gen Zers! About 80% of Gen Zers surveyed confessed that they fake looking busy at work.
Huh.
Well, we've been doing that for years.
Exactly. You're not the first. Another thing Gen Z thinks they're the first to do.
Basic.
Shoot. We were walking around with clipboards long before you, right?
You just got to walk really fast in the hall like you're
with
really
a clipboard
busy.
And a pen behind your ear.
Yeah, that's
and everyone
what you
thinks
do.
You're on a mission, like getting stuff done.
Common tactics for the Zers include moving your computer mouse around. So I guess if they're tracking productivity, you got to keep moving your mouse. Keeping decoy browser tabs open. And deliberately delaying message responses because you're just so busy, so tied down. I can't get to you right now. So anyway, Gen Z is leading the pack in faking productivity, faking that they're busy. It's not surprising, though.
Yeah, and while they take their nap at work.
And they go into their cry room.
Exactly.
So Katie's also got this funny story about what they're doing with weddings.
They're changing up the game, Jeremy. I mean, Josh, look at this. So, one, they're talking about bridesmaids in general. They're trying to do away with them.
Good.
Groomsmen, they're like, we don't need all these people who are required to buy all the clothes.
It's so old school thinking
come
now.
Come to all the parties. They're like, I don't need somebody standing up there with me. Mm-hmm. While I'm, you know, saying I love my husband more than anything else in the world. Like, we can do
it's
that
so
together.
It's so stressful. Yes. Picking the right people to be up there as well.
That's what they say. You cause so many fights within your friend
group. So much anxiety.
And they say, like, the Gen Zer, they took a little panel here of five Gen Z women. And so it's like all of their answers is what this article is about. And one of them said that they created animosity within their friend group. And she's like, it was like a MySpace thing where you're trying to pick your top friends. Yeah. And everybody's mad at each other. And
and my best man, I had two buddies that I grew up with that were just really close friends. So I was like, I'm going to have double best men.
Yeah.
He's like,
smart.
I don't want to hurt any feelings. But in typical dude fashion, one of the guys came up to me a few days before. He's like, I don't want to do this. I was like, rad.
All right. One best man it is.
Seriously.
One it is. Good for you for speaking up, buddy.
And not just the bridesmaid and groomsmen. They're talking about the whole feel of the wedding. So one of the stories I thought was hilarious. They're saying no mason jars, no Converse, and absolutely no barns. And how funny. One of my good friends got married in a barn. The drinks were served in mason jars, and she wore her Converse tennis shoes. So this is
that
totally,
is kind of a thing right now, isn't it?
Well, it was.
Let's pretend to be country.
Yeah, it was in 2016, and they're saying that when you do that, you kind of take your wedding and you put it in a timeline, and people know exactly when you got married. And one of the things with brides, especially, is you want to be timeless. You want your wedding photos to last for years to come. And when you do stuff like that,
you don't want
you
schticks
date yourself.
And themes.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Okay. So they're doing away with all of that. A lot of them are just eloping. A lot of them are saying, we're going to go get married on our own in a courthouse and then have a big reception
the party's
afterwards.
Where it's at, right?
Yes, doing away with the entire wedding altogether. So the way that they're thinking with this is, one, they don't want to go in debt because of their wedding, which I think is smart.
Brilliant.
I think that's a really smart move to make because weddings can be so expensive.
All that money, poof, gone in one day.
Also, they're saying, you know, it doesn't have to be expensive. It just has to look expensive. So they have a lot of really good points when it comes to their version of the new wedding.
But get to the Etsy.
But God, that made me laugh so much. They're looking at Etsy weather witches.
Witch, please.
Yes, they're literally looking at things on Etsy.
An Etsy weather witch.
Yes, and
what
if
is
you
that?
Google it, all of the stuff is going to come up for you. And it is...
Well, Google it for us.
I am. My fat thumbs are making it a little hard right here.
Why
but
didn't
there
you
we go.
Have this ready?
I did, and then it went away. So the Etsy weather witch, so what you do is you pay someone on Etsy to cast spells for your big day so the weather cooperates.
Really?
So you can have like a sunshine spell. You can have like a beautiful
a rainbow spell.
A rainbow spell. They have all these things, and they range from like $6 from a spell all the way up to like $40 for a spell.
Really?
But if you search,
what do you
this,
get for $40?
People, well, a beautiful day for your wedding. One
I think
person
you're just out
said,
$40.
One person said that they paid $40 for an Etsy witch to grant them beautiful weather for their wedding. The night before was one of the biggest storms that area had ever seen.
Well, she ran out of Eye of
exactly.
Newt when
well,
she
no.
was casting her spells.
So, but the next day was the most beautiful,
it worked.
Picturesque wedding day that this person could imagine, and she 100% gives it the credit to her Etsy witch.
She better Yelp that weather.
I know exactly.
Witch. I got to be careful
it's
saying
so
that.
So hard
weather
to
witch.
Say exactly.
Yelp her 5 stars.
But again, this is kind of just something that is now becoming a tradition for Gen Z. So you could
Good
probably
God.
See this weather witch a little bit more common. In weddings in the future.
When are we going to get married? Because I need to consult a weather witch right now to see if that's even possible for that
they
day.
They can even do hexes and curses. So it's not just the positive way
can we do it?
To imagine
can
your wedding.
Can you do some research today Find a hex witch and let's put a hex on somebody and see if something happens.
Wait, we just got invited to a wedding. Should we hex that
one? No, we want that wedding to go well. Let's do it to somebody that
we
don't
like. I want to put a
hex
on somebody.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
Who do we want to put a hex on?
Well, we'll have to workshop that. Maybe do it off the air.
Like our competition.
Oh.
I don't know if we want to
do that. We are going to hex the crap
That's
out of
Alice.
That's
just asking for bad karma.
Alice is going down.
Watch out.
Put a hex on you.
Watch out.
How much does the hexes run?
$6 to $40. Yeah.
Same range?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shoot, let's go big.
Exactly.
$40 hex.
$40 hex. Here we come.
I like it a
all
lot.
All pitching in for that one, huh?
Yeah. Thank you for all this ridiculous information, Katie.
Witch, please.
Hey, really quick, I was thinking about the weather witches during that song. Do we know what it takes to become a weather witch? Because I think I just found my side hustle. I'm going to do weather witching in the afternoons.
Yeah.
You can just completely make everything up.
Takes a good lie.
You just have to
make it up.
Yep. Print up some business cards and you're good to go.
Write some fake reviews.
Yeah, that's it. That's all you have to do.
And I will do it. Jeremy the Weather Witch.
There you go. I think you're Jeremy.
What's the male version of a witch?
The Weather Warlock.
Warlock. Yeah. Holy crap.
Oh,
holy crap. That works.
The joy in your eyes right now is
the alliteration with that. That sounds awesome.
Weather Warlock.
The Weather
cheer.
Warlock.
I do like that.
Dudes.
I do like that. You know?
Damn Maybe
it. We should
That's
make this
awesome.
A thing. We should probably do this.
I got to get on to GoDaddy real quick and see if weatherwarlock.com is taken. Nobody take it, all right?
Exactly.
Don't you take it. It's mine.
Don't you make him mad.
It is mine.